following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the R&R Podcast Network.
Hang tight, pal.
What the fuck are you doing, Ocho?
You're gonna scare the fire.
Dude, how long does it take to make fire?
Ask the fucking Neanderthals.
I am.
Welcome to the flagship edition of the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast. A hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. Now, let's introduce your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast. This is the flagship. I am your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois. I hope everybody is doing well all around the world, except people in Arizona. But thank you, everybody else, for being here. Let's start off with my sidekick.
Why are you alienating a whole state already? What's going on with that? What is that all about?
You're going to make me start my intro again.
No, you don't have to start anything.
You
start because you're coming out. We're supposed to be a worldwide trending podcast, and if you alienate a whole state, we're not worldwide anymore. We're stateless.
Well, they're one of the states that fucked up the election, so...
I will make sure nobody out here listens to you, Rob. Nobody. Only Ryan and Ocho second.
All right, so three people won't listen to us anymore. That's good. All right, so I have a process, Ocho, so now I got to start over again. Thanks. That's 2 weeks in a row, okay?
Okay, let's hear this one. This gem is going to be so much better.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast. This is the flagship. I am your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois. I hope everybody is doing well all around the world, and thank you for being here. I would first like to introduce my co-host. He's now the new co-host of the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast. I don't know if anybody mentioned it to him, but it was in that contract that you signed when you won the grand prize, and Who Wants to Be My Best Friend. No, don't shake your head. Don't shake your head. You didn't read the contract. Oh, Jesus. Don't do it, Ouch.
He's trying to hang himself, Rob.
Yeah, I don't think there's a beam strong enough in his house to hang him, so.
Muscle is more than fat, by the way. That's why.
You have a good balance.
Got to start the whole intro all over again. Look at me. I'm Radical Robert.
We don't have that much time, so. You can hear the golden pipes of the one and the only my best friend, the general doctor, Dr. Ocho. What's going on, man?
Is this not over yet, this whole, like, why am I here every week? Like, this, you're saying it's in the contract, but we had Wolf Hirsch and Blumberg comb through those 8 pages really delicately. And I don't remember anything about me being here every single week. Like, I was like, yeah, I'll help the guy out. I'll bump his numbers up. He's, you know, he's harmless. He wants to visit. You know, we put you in the bubble cage to make sure you didn't attack me. But other than that, like, aren't we done here?
But yet you're still here every week.
I don't go back on my word. I only on one condition. How about this? How about we pronounce your last name the way it's actually spelled? Let's pronounce it Francois from here on out. Can we do that?
So you talk about me alienating a state. You just alienated a whole country.
No. I'm just saying pronounce it how is for everybody. Dubois is now Dubois. You're Francois. Come on. Well, if we're pals, we're best friends, right? What do friends do for each other?
But we're not, this is not the Americanized version of my name, like Grandma Rosa's name, you know what I mean? So.
No, you're not doing it. Okay, well then we'll see where your friendship lies. That's it. We'll see who's going to be here next week.
All right, so you're going to be that petty over the pronunciation of my God-given name?
Only because you emphasize it way too much. You're very arrogant about it. Seriously, you're really arrogant. You come in like, I'm Rob Francois. As if you're somebody.
Well, I mean, the French are better than you, so, I mean.
Oh, right, yo, I check all those wars, I'm sure they are.
Should I introduce the other guy?
Who else is here?
Oh, wow, that's slow. That's your buddy,
If someone else was here, I wouldn't be here, Radical Robert Francois.
My pal Ochi. Hey, Six, what's up?
That was his impression? You dick.
It's getting worse by the day, Ocho. How are you, Rob? What a warm, warm introduction. I'm always feeling the love from you.
Yeah, well, you didn't win, so suck it.
So I just wanted to clarify something. I did hear right that Ocho is your new co-host and not me. Is that correct?
No, because I was already about to contest that.
You can't. It's in the contract. You should have read it before you signed it. I mean, I know you have I know you got the reading level of an eighth grader, but I mean, I expect you to at least try to read the contract before you signed it.
Well, again, that's all that's required for general doctors. If I was specific, then I'd probably have to read like an 18th grader, you know, college and such. So why is Six here anyway?
Yeah, why are you here, Six?
I mean, why wouldn't be here if I didn't have to be?
Well, Rob sent the link, and so I clicked the link, and here I am. I mean, what?
I sent the link to the group email, the BG email. So yeah, he just probably thought it was for him.
We're all on the same thing. Okay, all right. Well,
yeah. All right.
So well, I can dump out.
You guys want me to bail out? I'm happy to bail out. I can go.
I'll dump out. I'm good. That's all good.
Oh, you want I'll go. Ocho, you hang. You hang.
I gotta go see Lady Murderhawk. I got a turkey bowl date. I'm going to Kenilworth. I'm going to see Lady Murderhawk. I'll see you guys later.
Time out. Ouch, you can't. You're contractually obligated to be here for as long as I wish. That was in the contract.
So you're telling me that Wolf Hirsch and Blumberg bypassed a line that said, and Ouch has to be my co-host as long as I wish?
I mean, I know they're world-class attorneys, but yeah, apparently so.
And your verbiage was that childish?
Yes, and as long as I wish.
Did you write this in crayon, too?
It might have been my daughter's crayons. That's probably accurate.
And again, I'm the dummy for not following through and paying attention and, you know, not dotting the I's and crossing all the words out that I didn't want, I guess I should say.
Yep. Yahtzee. Yep, that's right. So, again, Six, do you want to hang around, do the show with us?
Well, what are you talking about tonight, Rob? Do you actually have anything to talk about, or are you just going to kind of ramble on?
Well, since I didn't expect you to be here, and you're usually the one that puts the itinerary together, I put together a format. The first segment, Ocho and I are going to mildly discuss why I hate Kiss and think they're the worst band of all time. Our second segment is going to be top five Undertaker matches of all time. You're more than welcome to participate in that. I don't know if you...
Obviously, so you and Ocho are doing this top five? Top five Undertaker matches, huh?
Well, I mean, you've been smoking me every week, so I mean, I just thought I'd give you the night off, right? So,
well, I
you know, you'd still win on if your you part. Didn't show up, yeah, you would still win if you weren't even here. That's all right. Not even if I was defending it, but you'd still win.
And the third segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the PWE controversy on Twitter for the last couple of days. Polyester is going to bring his segment here, the Imbecile of the Week. So we're going to do that on this show now. We'll just do a little bit of cleaning up before we wrap it up. So if you want to stick around, you're more than welcome.
What the hell? I'll hang with you guys.
What was the peewee thing? We're doing like peewee football or something?
Yeah, so we're going to talk peewee football.
Because, I mean, they got COVID testing and everything too, but the kids are out there. They're doing it. Good for them too. They're young.
Have you not read the articles that kids don't get COVID?
We're not going into that right now, Radical Francois.
Well, I mean, you're a generalized doctor. You could give your
expertise. I mean, I'm not specific. Yeah, I know viruses generally. You know, the flu and all those other fun things, the SARS and the other fun gimmicks, the H1N1.
Herpes.
This is very specific. And unfortunately, it's not up Ocho's generalized alley.
Okay. Well, then I guess we could skip that. We don't have to do peewee football then. So let's get into our first segment. I guess Six is going to hang around. So even though I didn't plan on you being here, that's fine. I mean, it's cool. You're already here. I mean, it'd be kind of rude to ask you to leave, right? So
generally, Rob, but that hasn't stopped you before. I mean, I don't think if you really didn't want me here, Rob, I think you'd ask me to leave, wouldn't you?
All right, get the fuck out.
Now, if I'm going to leave or not is a whole different topic, right, Rob?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Ocho,
right.
Do you want to do the show tonight without Rob?
Well, again, that's where I was kind of leaning towards.
You want to discuss Kiss right now, Ocho?
So he sent the link, but really the banter is amongst you and I. That's always been always will, and the best that ever will be. You know, I kind of butchered that one, but you get what I meant.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, Ocho. Rob, real quick question before you get into your Kiss gimmick. So when you guys remember when we did the game show, the best friend game show that you won Ochi's best friendship. Remember the booth?
Yep. Yep.
Do you happen to still have that?
I do, actually.
It's still on premises.
No, I brought it home. I brought it home.
Nice. All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we need you to step in there for a few, you can.
Yes. Yes,
okay, absolutely. Good. Just good. Okay. Just nice to know. So anyway, Rob, so tell us, why do you, so you just like Kiss and Ocho here loves Kiss. Do I have that right?
No, I don't just dislike them. I think they're the worst band of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Like worse than the average indie band that you have in your area in Tennessee.
Yeah. Worse than Coldplay. So yeah.
That's not, they're not an indie band, are they? Weren't they on the radio?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Well, do we have time to explain?
The local band who plays at the rave every Saturday night, right? They're selling euphoria. They're doing their drugs. They're drinking alcohol, right? They're getting all crazy with the glow sticks.
Yep.
You're telling me they're worse than that band?
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Why?
I don't think they should ever write music ever again. And I don't think... They made money off a gimmick. I mean, who fuck does that? Like, who spends their whole career, like, just doing a gimmick, right? Like, who the fuck does that?
It's brilliant. So, do you actually have anything to bring to the table, Rob?
Well,
you're not making much of a case Thursday, here for me to go to Ocho. What?
Yeah, this is going to be a quick segment, so we can get to... We might even be able to get to Pee Wee football soon, so...
I hate Kiss. I really do. Like, if I hear a song come on the radio... Okay. I turn it. And not only do I turn it, but sometimes I get so angry when I change the channel that I veer off the side of the road. I mean, that's like how high the level of hatred goes.
You haven't heard enough Kiss songs because you're still around, and I'm sure there's a lot of trees where you live. So I'm going to send you a mixtape, or a CD,
or a MP3 player. La, 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 la. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. La, 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 la.
All right, so let me
just getting you to drive off the road. That's all. That was the only intention.
Let me recap this here real quick.
It's a real re-quack quip.
So, Rob, so what I'm able to gather here from this great information you've been giving us is you don't like their music, you don't like their voices, you don't like the lyrics, and you don't like their gimmick with the face paint and the tongue and all the other gimmicks, right? And then they have the dolls and the T-shirts and the masks and all of the other stuff, right? So you don't like any of that stuff. Is that correct?
Ocho literally has a Kisk mask.
We know how to deal masks. You know, we've been mask over mask over mask. I'm three deep now.
Is there an eight on that Kisk?
There is. Can I take a picture of that? Wow, you really are a super fan. I knew there was something about you that I absolutely hated.
You sounded like Popeye when you said Kiss. You were like, he's a Kisk fan.
So, Ocho, obviously you heard what Rob had to say, but why do you love Kiss, Ocho? What have they ever done for you?
This is such a... It's such an ass backwards... He's just so jealous at this point. He just doesn't like them because they were the... successful, trendy, popular. It's like being angry at the varsity football player when you're trying to play the trombone.
Everything he never was.
It's just like, remember Rad? How mad did he get at Rad? Like, because they had bicycles, they could do backflips. Like, and he
never rode a bike, Ocho.
He had a Huffy that sat in the shed. It had cobwebs and a rusty chain and a chain guard that started to rattle because the bolts came loose.
He didn't even have inner tubes.
He doesn't know what an inner tube is. He thinks that's for floating in the pool.
All right, regardless.
I don't know. I think my point's already made. Again, he's talking about something that he doesn't... Again, you know, what dummy would make so much money on a gimmick?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Ocho. What's your favorite Kiss song?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to go cliched. So I'm not going to say Rock and Roll All Night, which you know what that is, Grappler 6. Don't act like you don't.
Rock and Roll All Night, sing it for me.
No, it's not, Ocho has
come
to
on,
get
give me quick. Give me 10 seconds so I know what we got going on here. I'm not familiar with Kiss.
Okay, it goes. You show us everything you've got. Keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild. We'll drive you crazy. It's a love ballad.
Very good. Okay. That sounds good. So let me ask you, obviously, clearly you love those lyrics, right? They mean a lot to you. Like, what, like, how do they make you feel inside when you hear those lyrics?
Tingly. But I wasn't even going to go with that. I was going to go with the almighty God of Thunder.
Oh, you like God of Thunder better?
Oh, yeah. Let's see how that one goes.
Yeah, sing that one a little bit. Give me 10 seconds.
I haven't heard God that one. Which maybe you can turn me around.
I don't think I'm gonna. I don't think I want to. I don't like being put on the spot here. Like I'm not the guy who called it out. I'm the defense mechanism here. I'm the guy that says, yeah, they win because they're badass. The pageantry, the showmanship, the gimmick, the freaking carny. You take it all in. You walk out of there going, oh, my God, what just happened? My life is different. The world will never be the same. Now, Radical Robert Francois goes in and says, I'm standard. I want to be normal. I want everybody to just play by the rules and be smart and don't do anything mean. You lit fireworks. Do you know fireworks are illegal? What's wrong with you, young whippersnappers? That's what Radical Robert Francois does.
He's accurate. That's 100%. He's dead on that one. He's got.
I mean, what are those young Kiss guys that are age 70 doing, lighting off fireworks? Right, Radical Robert Francois.
I still don't understand how the face paint doesn't run with all that heat they got, like the fire and the pyro and all that.
Is that upsetting you? I mean, that they have better makeup than most people.
Well, I mean, even your hero, the Ultimate Warrior's, you know, makeup came off during a match. So
against Hogan, not that I saw it because it was after 1985.
He was also on a budget, Rob. Warrior was on a budget. Kiss was on a much higher level back then.
Look, he was doing Avon products because of the pyramid scheme. He wasn't he wasn't at Maybelline yet.
Hey, my mom sold Avon.
That's not discussed, Rob.
That tells the whole story. I should just win right now. So should we just end the segment? Because anybody that hears this just knows Rob is a little jelly. I get it. He's, everybody wants to be the cool guy when you're not the cool guy. And I've been dealing with this my whole life. Because
dude, listen. They're not Aerosmith. They're not Motley Crue.
They sell out way more than them. Motley Crue and Aerosmith open up for them. You're right.
They're not Van Halen. They're not Metallica.
Gene Simmons discovered Van Halen. Oh, my God. I'm obliterating you.
But they have little to no talent in music.
All right. Well, to each his own. I think 400 million, way more than that. What am I saying? 4 billion albums sold would state otherwise.
That's because they made 75 albums.
Look, freaking AEW has a show every week and nobody's watching it.
Sir. No, that's.
Yeah, and also, how about that gem, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park? I mean, that was almost an Academy Award winner. That movie they made in 1980 or 79, somewhere around there.
The only song I ever liked of theirs was when they took off the makeup. And I remember the video on MTV was called Let's Put the X in Sex.
That was on Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits. It's not even a real song.
that was the only song I actually enjoyed of theirs.
Did you flog the dolphin to that song?
Well, I did. They mentioned sex, and they had like hot chicks in the video. So I was like 13. So.
No, that's when... So that's we there, know where right? It all began. Yeah, I mean, look, that's maybe we should blame Kiss. Let's sue them for, you know, past transgressions that maybe there's some punitive damages here between the screen, the door, the neighbor. I mean, there's damages everywhere.
They're seriously. Yeah, I don't even know where to go with that.
Should we just say that you lost this argument only because you're jelly?
I'm not jealous. I literally think their music is boring. Like,
I mean, rather... you could think it, but you're just wrong.
But they're like the Rolling Stones, but like 20 years later, they never advanced their musical talent. Like, you hear Eddie Van Halen's guitar riffs and all the crazy shit that he did, and then you hear Kiss and they're like, burr, 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 burr. They play the same three fucking chords. It's
You mean like AC/DC? You mean like, well, all the other ones? Hey, you know what? Gene Simmons once said to me personally, because I'm Ocho, I'd rather hear an A chord that cracks your ribs than watch you play super fast. And that's why they're over the course of five decades, much like Johnny Petraglia is, and your hatred for them can just spawn all those decades. It's fine. Yeah. You know, there's 5 billion people that love them, one that hates them. I'd take those odds. I think Grappler 6 is trying to chime in, too, because he's angry at you about something. No, I mean, he got so mad, he forgot what he was going to say.
That's what happened a couple weeks ago, too. So, all right, that's fair.
That happens to me. When you offend us, that you this isn't a – you're not in yet, buddy. I'm just letting you know. You're not in the group yet.
What do you mean I'm not? I'm in the inner circle.
No. You're not in the dark order. You're not in the inner circle. You're not in the outer circle. You're an atom floating around way around the electron freaking scan here.
Yeah, why do you always associate our group with all these mark groups? Like, it always has to be some wrestling faction. Like, why? Like, I don't understand. Yeah,
we're not just freaking good pals that know how to entertain people.
You're literally masked former wrestlers.
Yeah. What's that have to do with anything?
The Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast. I do appreciate all of you that are here listening with us worldwide. I'm always grateful and thankful for all the support that we get on the show, mostly because of me. These guys don't bring much to the table, but I do appreciate you guys coming here each and every week, twice a week, here on the flagship and also on RTW Rewind. Subscribe to Hacker Hameen and the Hameen Media Group on all major podcast platforms. We do appreciate them syndicating our Rewind show, which is very, very popular. This past Sunday, we had the Ocho and bowling superstar Johnny Petraglia Jr. on. We talked for a couple hours and covered bowling and wrestling and a whole bunch of other crazy stuff in between. So if you guys did not hear that, it's right here on my main feed on the R&R Podcast Network, and it's also on Hacker Hameen and the Hameen Media Group, anywhere podcasts are found.
Super fun show, man. Super fun show for anybody interested in just a great dialogue, awesome stories, silly banter, and, of course, Ocho.
Yeah, of course. Who can forget the Ocho, who steals every single – literally steals the show. I can't ever get it back, but, you know. It's
cool. Well, because we want it to actually work and be fun and be successful. So my bad.
I don't even know why I'm here half the time. So, but anyway, that's semantics. We're going to move on to our top five Undertaker matches of all time. As you know, the Undertaker recently had his final farewell this past Sunday at Survivor Series. It was literally 30 years to the day from when he first debuted at SummerSlam 1990 in Hartford, Connecticut, which I was in attendance at. So that was really cool to see the first time Mark Calloway showed up on WWF television. So in the spirit of Undertaker 30, I guess Six and I, because Ocho informed me during the break that he didn't have any matches because he hasn't watched since 1985.
No, I had him. I had his last five retirement matches, but I guess I was disqualified because of that.
So Six is going to jump in. Six told me that being the professional that he is, he has the brain of an elephant, unlike the Ocho. And he is ready to participate in this contest, which, you know, I was going to give him the week off because, you know, supposedly he's beaten me every time. But Ocho is going to officiate. He has the official officiating gear on. So he is ready to officiate this contest. Six, are you ready for the top five Undertaker matches of all time?
I guess I'm ready, Rob. I threw a couple together, but just don't make me say your little tongue twister there, please.
I couldn't do it again if I wanted to.
Good. All right, Rob, who do you got for number five? Do you want to go first since you've been losing the last 4 weeks, or do you want me to keep my streak alive of going? No,
you're officiating, so I'm going to let Rob Francois go first.
Why does Rob get to go first? I won the last contest.
It's really not fair because he's been losing everything. Like, he lost the battle about Kiss. He lost the talk with Johnny Petraglia last week. He loses the top five every week. Like, the guy's like, oh, for life. I mean, let's let him have a – let him try and at least – come close. Like, let's give him an 8-point spread, something. Can we do that?
Maybe that'll turn my luck around, right? So is it okay with you, Six?
Oh, Rob. Fine.
And I don't choose sides too often, but really.
No, Ocho changed my mind. You know what, Rob? Go ahead. You deserve it. You've been getting your buck kicked lately, so you know what, you deserve it. Go ahead. Who's your top five Undertaker matches? By the way, did you guys see the Undertaker wine? The official Undertaker wine.
I did see that. I actually ordered some, so I'll let you guys know how it is.
Is it red or white? I gotta figure it's red, right?
It's purple.
Purple Undertaker wine. Ain't that something?
It's the gimmick. So yeah.
Right on. Oh, that's true. Good point.
30 years of hard work, he gets a nice Undertaker wine. Rob, go ahead.
It's a Sauvignon Blanc, if I'm not
He might have started brewing it on his first retirement match, so now it's aged well over the last 5-6 years. So now it's definitely ready for drinking.
I'm ready for drinking. Just doing a show with you guys.
So. Me too. Jeez.
I did like to do that. It came in a cardboard box. Go ahead, Rob.
Number five. Did you see that belt too? That was sick. I might get one of those too.
Oh, don't be.
I'll put it right next to the Fiend belt that I paid $6,000 for.
I'm sure you will. Number five, Rob.
Number five was actually a match that I was in attendance for. It was the first match between Undertaker and Kane at WrestleMania 14 in Boston, Massachusetts at the Fleet Center, or formerly known as the Fleet Center. Fantastic match. Obviously, like I said, it was the first matchup between those two. The entrances were spectacular. Taker came down. He had his druids, had the fire, and he walked through the fucking fire, and Kane had gigantic explosions. And seeing those two characters go head-to-head for the first time was amazing. And Taker did all the normal stuff, the old school, the flying over the top rope, you know, crossbody. Feet never hit the ropes this time because at that point he was still kind of fairly young and agile. They both kicked out of each other's tombstones. It was a fantastic match.
All right, fair enough. I remember that match. Did they have like fire going on around the sides or anything, or no? Or was it just a regular match? Was it a gimmick match?
Okay. No.
It was just their first encounter. It was just their first encounter, right?
Yes, it was their first encounter.
Well, that's pretty good, Rob. That's pretty good. I'll give you that.
That's much better than what I've been doing the last couple of weeks.
I agree. You're definitely raising the bar. So I, too, have a WrestleMania for number five, a WrestleMania encounter. And ironically, it was a first-time encounter as well with a sizable foe, probably one of the most intimidating figures to ever come through the WWF. And this particular one, a pretty memorable WrestleMania as well. I went with, from WrestleMania 9, Undertaker versus the Giant Gonzalez. I mean, they battled back and forth. It was the first time we saw Undertaker battle against a 7'6", 7'7" monster. You know, no one has ever been as big or as big of a threat as the Giant Gonzalez. He's agile. I mean, obviously back then, both in their prime as well. I think Giant Gonzalez came off the top a couple times. I think he did a Shooting Star Press. Regardless, I'm sure Undertaker ended up going over, of course, for the streak to continue before the streak was even a thing. I don't know, Rob. It's pretty close here, but I don't know.
No, you're right. I mean, it was the first time chloroform was ever used in a wrestling match. I mean, yeah, no, that's true. That's a tough one. I guess we're going to have to wait on Ocho's decision.
Well, Ocho?
Ocho!
Where the hell is he?
I don't. He just walked up and got... Maybe he's hungry. Maybe he got a snack. That's fine. Can I get one too?
Cold chicken breast and some rice. Guy's probably still eating six times a day.
Can I get one too? Like while we're waiting?
You want a snack? Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, cool.
I'll just keep everyone entertained while you're eating your cheeseburger. Extra cheese, double onion, extra mayonnaise.
Motherfucker.
Is Ocho coming back here? What are we doing? Is he drinking? Is he pouring shots back there?
Well, he muted his mic, too, so I don't... Ocho, come on, buddy. You're holding up the program, man. People, you know, sponsors are paying for this, dude. I thought he was supposed to be the professional one.
I'm the professional one, Rob. I'm here. I'm here on time.
No, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Ocho shows up late, if he even shows up at all.
Yep.
He's leaving his post to go get a drink or other things.
No, my bad. I mean, you are the professional one. You do show up on time, even when you're not supposed to be here.
Thank you. And that's quite a talent, if I can say that about myself.
You say a lot of things about yourself, so why stop now?
I'm a humble man.
And a man of integrity.
And a man of integrity.
From what I've heard.
I was told I was allowed to sit this one out, so I had to go get myself a glass of water and some protein, damn it.
All right, all right. So did you even hear the matches that we laid out?
Johnny Gonzalez, I think 6 wins that one easy. I mean, my God, that was literally, look, you got 2 behemoths. I mean, seriously, that's
he never faced a bigger foe, Ocho.
Ever.
The guy's
ever.
Never touched seven. Did you see that bodysuit?
The body
same color as his skin.
He was jacked. It looked like his pecker was hanging out, for crying out loud.
You see that six pack?
I remember Macho Man saying,
"Watch for that.
The giant is the only man who can stand toe to toe with the Undertaker." You know, what if Macho Man wasn't from Chicago? Can you imagine that? Think about it, because his accent, Macho Man, Randy Savage. Like, what if he was Canadian? Macho Man, Randy Savage, scoring goals. Sorry about that.
I don't think he ever would have got over. Could you imagine Macho Man in a Canadian tuxedo?
Exactly. Or eating Canadian bacon. I don't even know. Yeah, I got 6 easily, hands down, on that one. Wow. Radical. I mean.
All right, Ocho. You keep the score. What's the score? So 1-0 for 6. Yeah. Rob, let's keep this moving along. Who do you have for your number 4?
My number 4 is the first time encounter between The Undertaker and Triple H at WrestleMania X7 in Houston, Texas. They fought all over the arena. I think that was I don't know if that was a stipulation. It was like a no DQ match or something like that, or falls count anywhere. I don't exactly remember the stipulation. I just remember them fighting like all over the arena, even going up on like some kind of a scaffold gimmick or whatever. But those guys beat the living crap out of each other. Not really for me. I actually cemented Triple H as a star, because to be able to stand toe to toe with a striker like The Undertaker and not back down. Obviously, Triple H got the loss, but no, man, that's it was a very, very good match, and they've had legendary matches since then. But I absolutely thoroughly enjoyed their match at WrestleMania X7.
There's so much wrong with that, Rob. The Undertaker's a striker?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I guess I wasn't aware.
Grappler, I guess. We're the grapplers. Oh, my God. Wow, what an easy...
You've never heard Michael Cole call him, like, you know...
Isn't whatever. A closed fist illegal in wrestling?
Not anymore. No.
Yes, it is.
Not since 1985, Ouch.
Oh, my God, it is. I remember Jesse Ventura getting penalized for his close striking Tony Garea. And then finally he open-palmed him, and it barely affected him. The ref warned him, and he got disqualified. And it was 1985 when that wrestling match happened.
All right. Six, what do you got for number 4?
So my number 4, and again, this is this is another big WrestleMania match. Streak is on the line, right? Typical Undertaker overcoming adversity, right? Nothing more than this. I went with Undertaker versus The Big Show and Albert in a handicap match from
Jesus.
WrestleMania 19. I mean, what from what I just described, Ocho, can you disagree? I mean, how do you overcome the adversity of two people as big as The Big Show and Albert?
Honestly, and it's as if like you and I are going against a band of E-Fed people, and we overtake them. Like, that's the odds that I'm trying to partake in, and I feel it. So, look, Francois has a great point as far as the match quality and workers and all that fun stuff, like that, you know, the QT dirt sheet words, and I dig what he's saying, and it did cement Triple H as a potential star without having to bang the boss's daughter.
Sorry, real fast. Since you brought the term workers, keep in mind, I did mention Big Show and Albert were in this match, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, what's to work, man? I mean, look, the bigger guys, you know, this whole thing is like the bigger they are, the harder they fall. No, the bigger they are, the harder they hit. That's the issue. That's the issue.
Or squeeze you in the bear hug.
And totally. Or whatever finishing move they all had at that point. Because I don't know what they were, but that's not the point. Didn't we have a problem with no DQ anyway? Was that a guy we had beef with? I heard no DQ before. I don't know. Anyways, So I got, man, this is a toss up, but just odds on. And the Undertaker won, I'm presuming. I haven't watched, but I know he had a big streak going. And Ocho knows a lot about streaking. So he won that match against Albert and the Big Show?
Yes. And he kept his streak alive. And I think that's what should put it over the top, the fact that he went up. It's 2-on-1, Ocho. It was two guys against one guy.
Right.
Two giants, right, against the Undertaker. He's an average guy, right?
You are talking two living guys versus, you know, one dead guy. So they still have more of an advantage, really. Like, I know plenty of dead people I could beat up right now.
Well, so, they still have fluid in their bodies. They're able to move. It doesn't hurt them, right? Undertaker's moving around. He's all crusty.
He's got the formaldehyde. He's, you know, probably smells the high heaven, too. So they're like, all right, we're going to beat the hell out of this guy. Man, this is a toss-up. I'd love to give a tie, but I don't think that's possible. I know it's not. I got to go with 6 on this one. I'm not playing favorites. Radical, look, you lost by like 1.008 of a point on this one. Got to take comfort in that.
The coolest part of that match was Limp Bizkit playing into the ring.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. I never saw it either. Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Well,
that's the only song you know. So, yeah, that's actually the right song. But, yeah.
And all I want to say is there are no ties in top 5 wrestling contests.
No, there aren't. No, you're right.
Or karate tournaments.
Or karate tournaments. Ocho, score it. Who's up?
It's 2-0, right? 2 to donut.
Rob, who's your number 3? Let's keep this thing moving.
I really don't know if I want to at this point.
Rob, number 3, or do we just need to skip past you to my number 3?
It's going to No.
Once we had a valid scorekeeper, like, things really shifted. The balance of power really shifted.
All right. My number 3 is The Undertaker versus the Nature Boy. Woo! Ric Flair from WrestleMania X8. The one thing I loved most about this match, two things I love most. Number one, Ric Flair knew what he was up against. Ric Flair is one of the greatest of all time, but he even knew what he was up against a guy the caliber of The Undertaker, but he was not afraid. He came down to the ring with a purpose, took his robe off before he got there. The man boobs were flying. He got in the ring, and he went toe-to-toe with fisticuffs against The Undertaker and brought the fight to him. It was a fantastic way to start that match. The second thing I love most about that match is the camera work. When Arn Anderson, who nobody expected to be there, came out of nowhere and ran in the ring and hit Taker with a spine buster, and we know Arn hadn't been in the ring in many, many years since his neck injury, came out of nowhere and gave him his signature spine buster. Flair almost won that match. Taker did such a great job of making the crowd believe that he might get beat by Ric Flair. Flair was bleeding everywhere, as always. It was an amazing match. It was easily one of Ric Flair's best matches, but number 3 on my list of Undertaker.
Rob, can you repeat that? Because there was Six had like a prop in the background. It would look like
a minute. Sorry, yeah, Ocho.
I was watching. I wasn't even listening. Can you go over
that? Rob, did you just say, I just want to confirm this. Did you just say The Undertaker made the crowd believe that Ric Flair could have won the match?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Ric Flair was 75 years old at this point.
Exactly. So he's coming into WrestleMania, admittedly with zero confidence.
Man boob.
With the man boob. Well, he had the man boobs for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Regardless, those are standard.
Good gimmick.
Nice gimmick, right? Gimmick. But he comes down, right? No confidence. And he's coming in to beat The Undertaker at the random WrestleMania. And you think people believe that?
Yeah,
you think people believe that, Rob?
I did.
All right, fair enough. Let me talk about something.
Was there a lead-in for that at all? Or was it just like Ric Flair the 16th time?
Yeah, no, he beat up his kid. He beat Undertaker beat up his kid because Flair didn't want to wrestle anyone. So Flair beat up, right? Wasn't it David Flair?
Yeah, David Flair. Yeah. David Flair was training at their, I don't know, FCW or Ohio Valley or wherever they were. But yeah, and he went there.
Flair beat up Undertaker's kid. I got it.
It's crazy how the genetics went right past him. All right. So anyway, so let's talk about something important here for number what? 3? Is that what we're on? Number 3?
Number 3.
All right. So again, two huge foes, and why this is big, because this is for the World Heavyweight Championship. That's why the involvement of this match is huge.
Okay.
Taker obviously had his chances at the belt, and he was going after a foe for the belt here. These guys had a long, storied past, have been involved in almost every type of match, but what made this different is one key element. Undertaker versus Kane from Bragging Rights in 2010. But what was nice about this being a buried alive match, it was the first time that they actually wrestled with Kane not having his mask on. The first time Taker saw him without his mask.
Pretty sure the first time he saw him was well before that, since they grew up together.
They did not grow up together. Kane got burnt in that fire. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, that's true. I forgot.
He never knew his brother. He thought he died in the fire.
No, that's fair. You're right.
God, Bruce Pritchard would be disgusted with you, Rob.
Well, he usually is anyway, but that's a whole other show.
Most people are, though, too. Let's not just...
So anyway, classic catch-as-catch-can, right? I mean, the move's unbelievable. Chain wrestling like we've never seen, especially in 2010, right? Nobody does any kind of basic chain wrestling anymore. You saw the headlock, the body slam, the side slam, all the basic stuff, right? Collar and elbow. I thought it was a brilliant match between those two. But Ocho, I mean, I said my piece. You heard what Rob had to say. Please decide. Give us the verdict, Ocho.
Ocho, get off the phone.
You know what? See, the problem is I'm a sucker.
We know that. Only for money, though.
Easy. Well, sometimes, look, when you're a swallower, it's worse. Just be a sucker. The issue is I'm a sucker for man boobs at times, because at least it means they may have had a physique at once. What was the opponent again for six?
It was Kane, his brother. Yeah,
right. The guy who died in the fire. Right.
And this was a buried alive match. Buried
alive.
It's
gotta be Kane.
Plus, he had no mask on.
This was the one, right? When Undertaker wound up coming back as his dead guy gimmick, right?
Well, for the third time.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, it's like that. Maybe that's when he started the whine. Actually, that's a good point. Radical, I don't want to do this to you. I know you're going to be super radical after this show. You're going to be sore, Ocho.
Do it, Ocho.
Bobo's
waiting to hear the victor. Come on.
Yeah, it's best 3 out of 5, or can we at least play it out? Because it's top.
We're still going the full 5 just to give Rob
a chance. Well, I think this one has to go to 6 because.
Oh, come on!
The drama of it all. You see, I'm a storyline guy. I'm such a storyline guy.
How dare you bring drama into this?
I'm a sucker for man boobs, man. It means they had hard miles. But who's this Ric Flair guy you speak of?
Rob. Jeez, Ocho. Rob, who's your number two, man? Come on. Who do you got?
What's the point? I'm
bring
mathematically...
some dignity back for yourself. Try to have some self-respect.
What if I choose 3-2? I mean, come on. I think you had a tie in the last one, but I mean,
so Ocho, real fast. So Rob is the kid. Remember when we were little, we'd play video games, right? Rob's the kid that would never want to come back over because he'd lose every time, and then he'd just make excuses to not come back over. Yeah. Come on, Rob, give us the last two. Who's your number two, Rob?
Rob lost at Kaboom one time and threw the controller and was like, "No, I can't. You know, my mom's got me taking the garbage out, or my mom bought me a Huffy that I got to look at in the shed, or something like that." I've seen it. Shuts the game off. Right in the middle of you stomping him, too, I bet. Rob, I'm not trying to attack you. I'm changing your last name. I'm not trying to attack you. I changed the guy on Pee Wee Football's Twitter handle.
Rob, you got 3 seconds to spit this out, or we're skipping your number two.
My number two is Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania 25.
Go ahead and explain it, man.
I can't win. What's the fucking point?
All right, fine.
You still got it. Well, lay it out at least. There's
an audience here, man. Okay, fine.
At least 6 and I are here. There's some audience.
So we know The Undertaker was, you know, the dead man. He's from the dark side and all that, and takes souls and blah, 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 blah. And Shawn Michaels had gotten saved and was a Christian. And so he was the light and Undertaker was the dark, right? So you had that, you know, playing off each other. And Shawn Michaels called himself Mr. WrestleMania, and Taker had, you know, the WrestleMania streak, which they were acknowledging at that point. So Shawn being the, you know, the showstopper, the icon, the main event, Mr. WrestleMania, he wanted to prove to Taker that nobody else could get it done, but he could. So, and obviously it was a fantastic match, even though 6 doesn't really care for it. We've gone over that at length. But you know, to me, it made me, you know, it made it fun to be a wrestling fan again. Just watching two, you know, giants, two icons, two, you know, future Hall of Famers, you know, go at it. And yeah, I can't say enough good things about the match, but it's not my number one though. Wait until you hear what my number one is.
There was a good story behind that too, though. You actually you backed it up, right. So that's feasible. I feel it.
Okay.
Listen, I have to agree with Rob here. I think that's actually a pretty damn good pick for number two. I'm having a hard time debating that right now. I'm going to throw out my number two as well, and I want. You know, I'm going to throw it out there. Hopefully Ocho can be unbiased and call right down the middle. But maybe Rob here, you know, as a man of integrity, I could say I'm feeling Rob might have edged me out on this number two. Definitely not my number one with that pick, but my number two, I'm feeling it could be. It's close. It's very close.
I got a feeling Rob edges out a lot of people on his number twos, by the way. That's just my own opinion. But go ahead, Six. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, you know, and he talked iconic, you know, giants, right? Things like that.
Gonzalez.
What's more iconic? Yeah, Giant Gonzalez, who, you know. What's more iconic than the Hell in the Cell?
Mm.
Undertaker's had a lot, right? Quite a few Hell in the Cell matches. All of them have been pretty good. Not fantastic, but good. He had one that was very memorable.
With Mick Foley.
That's not the one I'm speaking of.
Oh, right.
So this guy was a threat. He had been a threat in prior years to prior superstars as well, and he'd always been a big threat. So I'm just going to say it. WrestleMania match, WrestleMania 15, the Big Boss Man, Hell in the Cell. And the Big Boss Man got hung, if you recall, Ocho. I mean, the drama, the storyline leading up to it, and then the finish with hanging a man on pay-per-view. Have you ever seen anything like that, Ocho? I mean, you probably think about that every day on your drive to work.
I don't. It was a painful memory only because the Ocho, the general doctor Ocho, lived in Cobb County, Georgia for a handful of years. So I had to go to a lot of therapy to get that out of my mind. Look, as far as you know, posters would go, I'd say you win. Actually, maybe I should just give it to you anyways.
Well, Rob, what are your thoughts on my match? Do you think your WrestleMania 25 is better than my match that I talked about?
I think maybe I'll just get... No, the Radical Robert Francois takes this one. I don't want to say he takes the cake because we all know that everyone here loves cake. Radical Robert Francois takes this one.
Thanks for throwing me a bone there, buddy.
I feel like you're kind of picking sides here, Ocho.
He likes bones too now. He likes cake, bones. Listen, no, Ocho calls it down the middle, as always, man.
No, he does. It's true. He's not a man of integrity, but he's damn close.
I got to work my way up. You know, sometimes, you know, people don't become sergeants overnight. You got to be a patrolman, then a...
No, you're right. You're a man of honesty, but you're not quite yet a man of integrity.
So we're at 3-1 here, 3-1, Rob. So who's your... All right, you've been building this up. You were talking about it before the show. You've been texting about it all week. Rob, who's this number one?
My number one, and it may surprise some people, but I really, and this is one of my all-time favorite matches, not just, you know, Undertaker matches, but I put it right up there in my top 36. I absolutely loved, since you mentioned Hell in a Cell, the very first Hell in a Cell between The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. At a cold day in hell, it was an In Your House show. The very first Hell in a Cell, Shawn Michaels bled all over the place. He kicked a fucking cameraman. I mean, this was Shawn Michaels at his finest. He took the first bump, obviously, off the side of the cage onto the table. I mean, it wasn't like the Mankind bump, but I mean, it was pretty good. These two beat the crap out of each other, and you know, coincidentally, you know, I mentioned Kane earlier, but this was the first appearance that we saw of Kane. And we also, you know, had the Vince McMahon oversell. It's got to be Kane. It's got to be Kane. It's got to be Kane. It's got to be Kane.
He didn't oversell anything. He was announcing as the action took place.
He was just guessing. I mean, he was guessing.
I know broadcasting. Go ahead, Six. I know broadcasting, by the way.
It's got to be Kane.
Oh, geez. Rob, shut up. I mean, that was a good pick, Rob. That was a good pick.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's my number one.
And my number one outdoes your number one. When you talk about The Undertaker, right? And you talk about big matches, storytelling, right? He's probably the greatest character of all time, right? Character. There is
I'm listening.
None bigger. Well, you're on your phone over there, Rob.
It's really? What are you doing, dude? We're in the middle of a freaking match here.
You sent me a text, Oach. I'm just replying to your text. I didn't
send you anything.
It's right here. Look, see?
I didn't send anything.
Hold on, right there. Hold on. It's Dr. Ocho. See?
You sons of bitches.
I never sent anything.
All right, Ocho, are you listening?
Not even me, dude.
Oh, some other Dr. Ocho that I know, right?
There is nothing more iconic than this match.
Okay.
Nothing. And I'm just going to leave it at that. SummerSlam. 1994. The Undertaker versus The Undertaker.
Catching it through BG Ocho. I'm on Twitter. I'm going to be with the Bromance every Sunday. Everybody have a great night. We're going to end the show right now.
Can we do that? And everybody, you can find me on Twitter as well, at RealBG6. That's S-I-X. And everybody, please go buy a shirt, MarkSlayerMerch.com, and take advantage of that Black Friday sale. You can't beat it.
All week long, 20% off. You don't have a promo code. You don't have to have a promo code. Just get to MarkSlayerMerch.com. Radical Robear, bring your final thoughts in here.
We got the Mark Slayer shirt. We got the Revolution shirt. We got
New designs. You're right.
We got the all new Ocho signature tee. I mean, MarkSlayerMerch.com, people. You just can't beat it. Rob, did he finally come back? What do you think of my number one, Rob? Talk to me, Rob. How are you feeling when you hear my number one and how that made me feel inside?
You know,
Undertaker versus Undertaker. The guy wrestled himself, Rob.
I wish I could wrestle myself and do the show with you guys sometimes, but...
You did, and there was a painful memory from it.
Yeah, that's fair. Look, I laid out five of the greatest matches of all time. Not just Undertaker matches, but greatest matches of all time. And this is what you came at me tonight? And fucking Ocho, who's supposed to be my best friend, is calling shit for you with the garbage list that you fucking put out? And you criticize me. No, let me fucking talk. No, shut the fuck up. This is my show.
Do you hear that language, Ocho?
Mute his fucking mic. I'm muting your fucking mic.
Yeah, mute my mic. Mute my mic, you son of a...
All right. He comes at me with this fucking bullshit. He criticizes me for the last, I don't know how many, what, 6 weeks or 6 to 8 weeks or whatever we've been doing this show. For my top tens or top fives, I don't even... I'm so fucking pissed off right now. I don't even know what numbers we're doing. The top 6 to 8, whatever. Anyway, he criticizes me for not bringing it. I finally bring the fucking heat tonight with five incredible Undertaker matches. He gives me fucking Giant Gonzalez, Big Show and A-Train, Kane in a random fucking Buried Alive match. He what was the other one? Fucking Big Boss Man? Big Boss Man. And now this.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
I thought you won number one, by the way.
The Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to the third and final segment of this week's flagship show. If you guys are wondering, this doesn't sound like the normal flagship show. Well, you know, yeah, you're right. Wrestling nowadays sucks. I put out a tweet about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, saying that... until further notice, the flagship show is going to change because I can't stand to watch the current product. I did watch Survivor Series. It wasn't all that great. Until it gets good again, which, hell, who knows? That might not even happen. Or at least until fans actually come back and maybe this COVID stuff is over and they have a full roster again, I might go back to watching it, but it's just not worth doing it. So for the time being, this is the newest iteration of the flagship. So... we will have Polyester the Evil Taylor here coming up here in a few minutes. He'll be back with the Imbecile of the Week. But before that, I do want to get into some more drama on Twitter involving the PWE. And no, Ocho, it is not Pee Wee Football. It is the E-Fed that we all know and love from Twitter, led by Lady Two Belts, Lady Murderhawk, who is a dual champion. She is she's the main event. She's the icon. She's the showstopper. Lady Two Belts, Lady Murderhawk, your future eighth ex-wife or wife, depending. I mean, who knows how it's going to work out, Ocho. But I know you want to say something about some controversy maybe or drama or somebody on the outside starting crap. What do you want to say to your future wife?
I wanted to say something. What are you talking about?
No, you told me you don't
play. This was going to be like a let's go Taker thing. Like, I thought we were going to go
we already did the
let's go Taker. Or thank you, Taker. What wouldn't it be a thank you, Taker? I thought that's what this was.
You were talking It should be thank you, but you're saying you want to start a chant?
I mean, well, it should be like welcome back, Taker, since you've retired 15 times.
Listen, Ocho, listen.
Why? Why do I do this anymore?
We planned that for the end of the show. Like, the three of us are going to do the thank you, Taker, at the end of the show. We just started the third segment, so let's get through this, and then we can do the chant. I know you're excited for it.
I got the wrong itinerary. By the way, Lady Murderhawk is the true champion of everything, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
Did you see that new Mark Slayer shirt she just picked up?
She looks good. She looks so damn good. She should be the men's, women's. She should have 15 belts. If that federation had 15 belts, I think 8 belts is probably appropriate. That's how many belts she should have. And she's a saint. Don't you dare talk about her. I mean, you better not be talking bad about her.
So she's going to be Lady 8 belts?
She should be.
She should be.
Well, yeah. Regardless, that was a nice shirt. You could pick them up over at markslayermerch.com.
And Black Friday sales all week. All week. Don't you dare miss out. No promo codes. Just get on in there and get the new designs, too. Get your Ochi shirt. Get your Mark Slayer shirt. Get your Brothers Grappler shirt. Be someone. Be somebody. Be a man. Be a woman. But anyway, back to Lady Murderhawk. Yeah, she's a gem. She's a diamond in the rough. I feel like she's above the. They're not paying her enough. I know.
No, they're not. They're not. She should be a top earner. She is the draw of the PWE.
I did want to bring up to you, Ocho, and ask you. I did see someone make kind of a crude comment towards you. And I wanted to obviously bring it up because I'm sure, you know, it didn't make you feel that well. But I saw someone on there called you mean.
Yeah, he did.
You know,
Mikey,
what?
Right?
It was Mikey.
Yeah.
Man,
he called you mean on Twitter.
Mean and rude.
And rude?
See, I've never seen you be both at the same time. Like, sometimes you can be mean, sometimes you can be rude, but...
Exactly.
Yeah, never.
Here's the problem. Here's the issue. The issue is when people state factual information, they deem that as mean or rude. But I've never been neither, like you said, neither one nor the other at the same time. When you state factual information, it might come off as mean, it might come off as rude, but it's not. It's just facts. I'm a little perturbed because I had high hopes for this guy.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't have high hopes for others. That listen, Ochi is a swell mannered guy until it's time not to be swell mannered. A lot of people don't want to see that. That's why. Look, what if Ocho didn't throw 120-pound dumbbells out every freaking week on the incline as a warm-up set? I'm doing sets of freaking 15. Now I'm going to go to the 140s. You know, the reason we can't film it is because they're metal now, and metal has a strange reflectiveness to cameras. You can't even show it on the freaking camera. So I got to do this just to temper my freaking temper, my temperament. Yeah. But, and it's all because I don't want anybody goofing. And how about this? You know what? Oh, shit.
Come on, Ode. Bring it.
I'm going.
Go. Do it.
You know what happened?
What happened, Ode?
This saint of a woman, Lady Murderhawk. Saint of a woman, right? Can we all agree on that?
Absolutely.
Cuts promos better than anybody. She's a freaking stud. She's a beautiful woman. right? Loves the turkey bowls. We're having turkey bowl dates. Can we all agree on this?
We can all agree on that. And she's very, very kind. She calls Six Mr. Six all the time.
Super, super freaking. Her manners are beyond. I don't know. I mean, it's like she was brought up in a Catholic church or something like that. I don't know.
And I do say that is the appropriate way to obviously address me. So I do appreciate that, Hawk. And obviously, she's very respectful.
And great compliments, you know, vice versa from Mr. Six. All she did was she noticed like real men. She saw some real men out there, guys that can freaking, you know, take control. It's as simple as that. We slayed some marks, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to say it like that, but Lady Murderhawk saw that we slayed a few marks, and she said, okay, these guys are real men. She bought some merch, like any good soldier would do. And again, this woman's a saint.
Ocho, we asserted our dominance, and women like that, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's nature's way, but that's... Mm-hmm. Again, maybe Ocho is too nice. You know, look, a lion doesn't come off and kill off the freaking babies because they're being nice. So you're right. You know, you might be right. A male lion comes off, kills off all the babies because he wants to have his offspring in that lioness. Ocho isn't up to that speed yet, but because, you know, we're domesticated. But yes, pretty much Six, you're right. You're right. That's what happened.
But what I took a issue with was some of her own friends within the PWE actually jumped on her for buying a shirt because apparently they don't like you guys. I don't know if maybe you had some altercations in the past, but there's some anti-grappler people inside the PWE, and to Lady Hawk's credit, she took your guys' side. She said, look, and she got very upset, you know? She said, all I want to do was post this fantastic picture of my sexy ass in this amazing Mark Slayer t-shirt, which I think she got soft cotton. I mean, it looks really, it looks comfortable. It looks really good on her. And she's like, I posted this picture. I just want to show off my brand new shirt from, you know, my pal, Mr. Six and my future husband, Ochi, and one of the leaders, Rad Rob, you know, she wanted to post that picture.
Hey, Rob, did you hear that, Ocho? I heard him kind of sneak something in there, and it just didn't sound right. Like when it rolled something out, like,
it was what I mean. Was it the soft cotton thing?
I'm sorry.
The soft cotton was perfect. You could be a t-shirt salesman. Yeah, that was exactly. Nice. That was smooth.
I was actually in the past.
He was Inspector 12 from the Haynes thing. He's the grapes of the Fruit of the Loom. I know I've seen him somewhere, but it's
Oh God, he's having a heart attack. Don't choke, man. Don't choke.
This is like a Farley thing. I'm joking.
Maybe remember Tony Schiavone almost died on the podcast.
Jesus, yes, he did. He did. Sorry, Ouch. I choked on my drink real quick. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
You popped him, Ouch.
I didn't mean to flex at this time because when I think of Lady Murderhawk, I start flexing. That's the problem. So when you know what? You guys threw me off now for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah. So I was talking about, you know, she posted this tweet wearing the amazing shirt and her friends got mad at her.
Radical Robert, I know what you're doing. You're deflecting because he really did. He said as one of the leaders is what he did.
And ouch. We're all leaders.
It's my fault. I said we're all leaders in our own way, but I meant like, spiritually, I didn't mean like you don't commandeer yourself into our group. You do what you're told and you behave yourself. Like
look. I don't mean to interrupt you. I mean, well, I do, but
of course you do because it's Ocho's show.
And I just want to add too, Ocho, real fast. Sorry, Rob, not to interrupt you either, but Ocho, he keeps on top of what you said. He keeps giving us these weird like wrestling names, right? The Inner Circle thing, and he's calling us the three horsemen. It's like, I don't know where he's getting this. Everything's got to be this geeky wrestling thing. Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
Did you want to be fed or something? Like, are you going to cut promos on us now? Like, are you going
to? No, I'm not good enough to get into the PWE.
You're the Okay, well, you're not.
I'll be honest. I'm not good enough to get into there. Yeah, so
he doesn't want to verbally battle with those guys. Listen, speaking of Rob, real fast. Yeah. Sorry,
that's fine.
No, I'm not sorry. No, did you guys see the geek that wanted to talk to me? He wanted to take it to quote DM because I didn't want to talk to him in DM and I was quote scared. The funny thing is he sends the DM. Before I even know he sends the DM, he's posting the screenshots. I said the DM. See, he won't even respond. Obviously, I go and I see it. But what? I don't understand. How am I afraid to respond to a DM, but I'll post on Twitter, right?
Well, number one, you were busy at Grapplebeats. You were working. I was busy. You happened to check your phone, and he didn't give you...
It was wing night that night, too, at Grapplebeats, by the way.
It was.
It was busy night for us. It's a busy night. It's demanding. Thank you, though,
right. Robert. So the fact... No, I just wanted to point that out there. Not like you weren't trying to be a coward or anything. You didn't have actual time. He didn't even give you enough time to respond.
No time. But I did finally respond to the DM, and I said, listen, man, you want to have a conversation? Come on the podcast. Let's be civil. No attacking. Civil conversation. Let's talk. And then he, of course, responds back. No, I want to talk like a man, face to face on the DM. So I said, okay, have a nice day, and I left.
Face to face on the DM because that helps.
No logic whatsoever. So what is more face to face than this? You want to have a conversation? This is face to face. We're having a conversation. But I'm the coward because I don't want to chat over DM with some guy that his English is the grammar was just like beyond horrific.
It wasn't good. No, it wasn't good. No,
whatever. Ocho. So I think I sent it to Ocho. Maybe not, but maybe I will. Ocho, if you're.
No, I got it. I'm upset because this is my queen, my muse.
I do want to say this. To any of the geeks out there, okay, any of you geeks out there that have a problem with the Grappler 6 or the Ocho, Grappler Black, or hell, me? I'm going to throw Rob into that equation, even Rad Rob. You guys want to come on the show and talk like a man face to face, or even a woman. You want to come on here and talk face to face,
or somebody that does not identify as
anything. Right. Yeah, you could be a plant, a rose bush, whatever you want to be. You could be a thumbtack, whatever you prefer. But you want to come on here and speak face to face. You are more than welcome. But I don't want to hear anybody telling us that we are afraid of anything. You can hit me up at RealBG6. That's SIX, and I'm available anytime on this show for all of you people.
Geeks. And only his friends call him SIX. Don't do the number 6. But also, again, back to the face-to-face thing. Like, so what conversation can take place in the DM that would be worthy? Like, wouldn't that just be like just a my problem is because I hold Lady Murderhawk on a pedestal now. Like she's jumped in the Ocho craw. So I'm upset a little bit.
Well, no, fair enough. But here's the thing. He's already posting the DMs before I even knew he sent it.
Right, you didn't even know you did anything. And like,
of the DM? Why don't we just have this chat and conversation, or in public? Because you're just going to post the private message. So what's the difference?
I'm going to put this woman over even more because all she said was, I wanted to post some pictures of my shirts, like Radical Robert Francois said earlier, and this whole thing started. They went at us. Did we know who they were, though? Like, they were like, those guys aren't mean. They're angry. They're grumpy. They're rude. And all these things, and we were saying, like, who are they? So that was the other issue, which I know my one queen, and that's she should be the ruler of this whole federation, I think. Maybe I'm putting her over too much, but look, she's got the March Slayer shirt, she's got the Ocho shirt, she got the Carolina blue, she got everything.
I think she bought one of my shirts too, or she's about to buy one of my shirts.
She's not gonna buy one of your shirts. Stop mowing my lawn, Radical Robert.
ProWrestlingTees.com/RadTurtlesWrestling 20% off this week for Black Friday. You don't have to use a promo code, so that's ProWrestlingTees.com/RadTurtlesWrestling. Get you a shirt, and this is a selling point of my shirts. Both logos that are on sale were designed by Mr. Six himself.
And not Jimmy.
No, fuck Jimmy, which we're going to get to here in a second. So are we done with the blowing smoke up Lady Hawk's ass? Or you got anything else you want to talk about?
Why are you talking about her like that, dude? Don't you dare.
Because Joe has a crush.
Because I want to blow smoke up her ass?
It's a mutual crush. You know, we're going to have turkey bowls. We have turkey. You know what turkey bowls are?
They're we're best friends. I thought we share everything, bro.
Yeah, well, we did until you broke the bunk bed like Johnny Petraglia Jr.'s.
Rob, you're trying to share the hawk with Ocho?
Listen,
I mean, look, we shared Ocho's a couple moments. Some things, I mean,
but it's baby steps, man. Let's just take this one step at a time.
All right, that's fair.
I'm going to talk it over with my queen first.
Okay. Moving on to a poll that I put on Twitter, which is at Rad Rob Gaming, if you want to give me a follow there, since these guys have plugged the shit out of their stuff the entire show. At Rad Rob Gaming on Twitter, I put up a poll question, which 4,000 people voted, which I thank God everybody for the turnout. A question for you all. Should I hire Jimmy back as executive producer of the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast? The three options were yes, it's the holidays. Hell no, he sucks. Or who the fuck is Jimmy? There's an overwhelming response. 60% of people voted who the fuck is Jimmy, which that's fair. That's fair. But since that's not really an option, 26.7% voted yes, it is the holidays. So I am proud to say, well, I mean, not really proud to say because he's kind of a fucking schmuck, but you guys might enjoy it because apparently he would have booked better travel than I did. But Jimmy will be coming back to the podcast. It is the holiday season. He will be earning a paycheck. He's got 6 to 8 kids that we know about. So he will be back producing the podcast. I do want to say this at the Simple Fella, which I think he follows all of us on Twitter. He actually tweeted in response to that poll, Jimmy would have booked 6 a better trip home.
He wrote would of, by the way. Should we call him out for that? It's would have, not would of.
Well, I mean, he's the Simple Fella. So
yeah, he's a simple guy. He's just trying to shorten it up.
That's true. He's like Swing Blade. That's a good point.
Make it a little more simplistic. So we'll give this guy a pass on that.
So I tweeted back, yeah, that's fair. And then he replied, but a helicopter ride and skydiving could have been the prize. So 6 did get 2 prizes. Well, he didn't really say that.
He wrote of, again, not have.
Yeah, he wrote, all right, I'll read it verbatim. But a helicopter ride and skydiving could have been the prize. So 6 got 2 prizes. That's a fair assessment, wouldn't you say? I'll ask you, Ocho, since you're unbiased. You are the one that calls it right down the middle.
Always.
Could a helicopter ride and skydiving also be seen as a tremendous prize package? I mean, that's a lot of people like doing stuff like that.
What if, let's just say, this is a big what if.
Right.
What if DB didn't live right down the road from 6, right? And they weren't pals, and he didn't watch his little rat dog and choke the guy out when he was having the murderer come in?
Yep.
Not the murder hawk lady, but the murderer.
The murderer. Yeah.
Literally coming in to steal the dog, steal the freaking, feed the cats, sack the trash, all that stuff.
Yep.
And 6 comes in, stops that. He was like, DB, I got to dive into your backyard where thankfully there's an above ground pool with a parachute that I've never done in my life. What if?
No, that's true.
So, like, I don't think he could. I mean, I'm trying. I'm just looking for the fact that I thought I won, which I clearly didn't. But it was his ride home that proved maybe we were a fair shake. Maybe it was even Steven.
6, what are your thoughts on that, man? I mean, now that you've had a couple weeks to relax and get unpacked and really reflect on the whole vacation gimmick.
Are you unpacked yet? Because, I mean, like, it took a week to literally get home, so
I'm still washing my clothes. First off, now you two are irritating the hell out of me. First off, I'm still washing my clothes, okay? I just did finish unpacking, but I'm still washing my clothes. Thanks a lot, okay? And are you two making light of my backpack getting pushed out of a damn helicopter into DB's backyard? Are you guys mocking that right now?
I wasn't. I was
like, actually damn shoot. Like, you leave it open, Ocho.
That's why you had the backup. That was the whole point of the backpack.
Yeah, you remember Jim Cornette's knees when he fell off the scaffold?
The scat, I do remember. Oh my God, yeah. That was only 20 feet. You were at 1,500 feet?
At least. And if DB didn't have that soft turf, Ocho, I wouldn't be walking right now.
It was a weight issue. I understood.
It is really plush, that turf, though.
It is quite nice. It is quite
nice. I was the one saying, like, hey, man, what if you didn't know DB?
Plus, I put in those nice Dr. Scholes in the morning. Listen, it was a nice combination, the doctor said. But regardless, I don't want to hear you two making light of that.
Was he specific? It was a foot-specific doctor, I guess, right?
He wasn't a general doctor like Oach.
I never heard of this Scholl guy.
Yeah, is he well-known?
It's an insole.
No, we're not insulting anybody.
No, we're not insulting anybody, and it has nothing to do with your soul. I believe you have a great soul. This doctor, was he generalized or?
All right, moving on. He was very specific,
Ocho. He made things that you put in your shoe and you step on it. It's super comfortable.
Oh,
that's good for flying out of a
Dr. Scholl, man. You don't ever go to Walmart, Target, Costco.
Nah, I only go to like Pier 1 and
not when I'm flying out of a helicopter.
Safeway, Albertsons, Bash's. What do you people? Where do you shop?
Bradley's, James Way. Damn.
Caldor, yeah. Ames.
Just move forward, Rob. We're not getting anywhere.
Yeah, this is a zero. This is a negative.
He's a general doctor. He doesn't know who Dr. Scholl's is. Just keep going.
I never heard of him, man. Maybe he's not that good.
Maybe you're not that good.
Maybe he's too specific.
He's too specific. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
So Ocho only knows general doctors.
Yeah.
I could be a doctor of like tying shoelaces, but like that's very specific. A doctor
of love. You can be a doctor of love too.
Oh, of course, your favorite group, Kiss. That's great.
Dr. Love.
Who he hates, and he's singing their song. I already won the argument three times over.
Six of you, all right. You look very disheveled right now.
I just tried to shoot myself when I heard you sing.
Yeah, it wasn't loaded, though, unfortunately. You know
what? I tried to shoot him, too, and it didn't work.
Well, no, safety first. He doesn't keep ammo in the gun, which he forgot, but it's safety first, you know, which is smart. That's what we always preach here. It's part of the Brothers Grappler, you know. Me being one of the leaders.
Radical Robert Francois, where are we going?
Our final segment is polyester.
Shit.
Are you done? Okay. All right. Is that it? Is that the last one? You're good? Okay. Our final segment is Polyester the Evil Tailor from Twitter. You guys know him very well. He makes all of your fine masks. His prices are higher than giraffe pussy, but he does a damn good job.
Well, a high-level tailor demands high-level prices, and he does do fine work, obviously. He's always been the official tailor of the Brothers Grappler, but let's hear what he has to say. What is this gimmick? His imbecile gimmick?
That's right.
You love the smell of the mask, too, by the way, just because of that, FYI.
Well, he uses the finest Persian cotton, so, I mean, we all know that. Mm-hmm. Here is Polyester the Evil Tailor with this week's Imbecile of the Week.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
If you guys don't know how to use a seatbelt, just ring your call button and Tommy will come back there and hit you on the head with a tack hammer.
You know, Lloyd, just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber.
Here's Polyester, the evil tailor, with the imbecile of the week.
Some people are really f***ing stupid.
Good evening to each and every one of you imbeciles out there. Welcome back to your favorite segment of the Ninja Turtle Podcast, the Imbecile of the Week, hosted by, well, me, Polyester the Evil Tailor. So apparently, we may or may not have a new president for 2021. At least if you go by what the media is telling you. It's been almost 2 weeks since the election, and apparently votes are still coming in. A lot of shady business going on as far as who voted for who, if dead people voted, and people from other states voted. A lot of shady business out there with software that apparently is flipping votes from one candidate to the other. I mean, if anything else, it is shady. I'll just say that. But it does look like we're going to have a new president for the year 2021. And it appears that the Democrats and the media, after a long, hard, fought 4 years, did their best to get our current president out of the seat, and I guess they could get a sigh of relief and say mission accomplished. Or did they? With President Trump apparently suing every single state because of all the shady business going on, I personally blame President Trump for not going after a certain segment of the population, and that's the reason why he's going to lose. So this week's Imbecile of the Week will be President Donald Trump for not going after the dead vote. Yeah, apparently he just did not quite go after the people that are that have passed away. All those dead people that voted for Biden, I strongly encourage Trump, if he does run again in 2024, to go after their vote. You know, do a better job. Of course, I'm kind of concerned now because when Polly dies, I'm wondering if Polly's going to vote Democrat when he dies. But anywho, that'll do it for this week, you imbeciles. Give me a follow on Twitter, @ThePolly_Esther. That's @ThePolly_Esther on Twitter. And tune in again next week. Or, I don't know if we're... I don't know, with this imbecile Rob and whether he's on this I hate wrestling tantrum right now, which I've been on for about 17 years, and I guess he finally caught on. So I don't know if you'll tune in again next week to hear the imbecile of the week, but tune in again. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the imbecile of the week.
All right, so that is the imbecile of the week from Polyester the Evil Taylor, naming Donald Trump because he did not go after the dead vote. I mean, that's a pretty astute observation from Mr. Taylor. What do you have to say about that, Ocho? You're a big politics guy.
I'm a politics guy? I'm the most anti-government guy. I developed Ochotarianism. It's a new breed of freedom. It's literally, it's not libertarian. It's not, it's Ochotarian is what it is. Was that episode brought to you by Wind Tunnel Express? Because I remember being sponsored by them a while back.
They're no longer a sponsor right now. He records during his business hours at the sweatshop. So there's all the machines going on in the background and all that.
He's
the
foreman, though. So
he stands next to the machine on the speakerphone?
That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah. Is he in this country? Is Polly from here? Or is he in, like, another country?
Well, I mean, he's American, but I think when he goes overseas to his offshore, I don't want to call him, sweatshop was a bad term, Chinese.
Well, I mean, where's Facoon? Facoon's in, what, Australia?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then Husey's in, what, Ireland? That's all I was getting at. I didn't know if he was from here or not.
No, he's from. Let's just cut your text. No, he is from here. What are your thoughts on who he named the imbecile of the week?
I mean, it's feasible. I get it, but I also just shouldn't we be pigeonholed a little bit? But I'm going to do my best to be imbecile of the week next week. I'm going to try my best, actually, for Polly.
I've been trying for 3 years. He won't do it, so I don't.
No, you haven't tried. I'm gonna mark up an old mask that he made for me, and I'm gonna draw on it with crayon and pecker tracks and everything, just to.
Six. What are your thoughts on this week's imbecile of the week?
You know, I suppose if what Paulie's saying is true, which it more than likely is, and they didn't go after the dead vote, then fine. I would assume the reason they did in this is because they probably had something better, but I don't know how any of that shit is going. I really don't care at this point. It's just ridiculous. So I suppose for Paulie, I guess his imbecile of the week is fitting if it's true.
Okay. Hey, that's you can't ask for anything better than that. I mean, I really thought I thought Ocho was going to bury him, but
I'm a little upset about the sponsor. I thought that was still a thing.
We don't have any sponsors.
Yes, you do. And Brunswick, and you know the Rhino that you've been with.
I'm not a Rhino. I'm a libertarian leaning right. I'm not a registered.
Once Ochotarian political party runs wild, much like it shouldn't be Hulkamania because Warrior beat them, so it'll be Warrior Mania, Ochotarian, then freedom will ring. I promise you that.
Adam it just rolls Kessler. Right off the tongue, dude. I like it.
Doesn't it? Like Ocho Terrian, like just flat out.
Well, and all the Warrior stuff, too. That sounded good.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it, but still, we don't need him because we'll RIP, but I don't want to pay royalties.
Now, Warrior did create his own country, right? It was like one Warrior Nation or something like that, wasn't it? OWN?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't read his constitution, but I mean, maybe he was onto something.
Maybe he didn't have a constitution.
Now that's freedom. Voluntarism. Don't think it's a real fake. It's a real thing, damn it.
Are we going to go with the thank you taker stuff that we're going to do? Or we're going
to start the chant. Ocho, let's just start the chant. We all wanted to do this. Are we clapping here? How are we getting this started? I mean, how are we getting started?
Do you want to do like one, two, three, and go? Or
are we humming? Who's going to hum? Who's got the hum? Hold on. Where's my.
I got a kazoo or something. I think here's what we do. We gotta break the trend, and we should do like super fast, like thank you, Tigger, like really quick, right? And do like 10 of or 8 of them, right?
Six to eight.
Not just the standard thank you, Tigger. I think we should go thank you, Tigger. Thank you, Tigger.
I got fat fingers. I'm not that fast.
Okay, he can't clap that fast. Ocho, I'm. Yeah,
you're the fastest.
Look at that shit. You can't even.
Wow, he's lightning. I can't even see his hands move. That's crazy.
You have fast twitch muscle fibers.
I'm going to turn that down a little bit. I'm going to turn that down just a little bit. So,
all right, well, bring it down to a 6. I'll be at an 8.
Can we just do like 3/4 time? You guys are musicians too, right? So,
all right, you got the trembolone,
I play music.
That's too specific for Oach. He never.
Tremolo is what
tremolo.
It is.
Tremolo. That's tremolo. Yes, I was waiting for you to get it. I knew it, but I was waiting for you to get it. I knew
you. Rob.
When I was in middle school, I played the clarinet. Rob, that's how musical I am. I still have it. You want me to? I never brought it back. I rented it. I never brought it back. I still have the same wreaths.
We don't have a lot of time for that. I mean, you probably don't even know where it is at this point. So we'll.
All right. Are we just going to clap our hands? Let's just do this.
Let's just clap our hands. Okay.
All right.
Come on, Ocho. He's not the best clapper. Come on, Ocho. Come on, guys. We got to get in harmony for this.
Thanks again for listening to the flagship edition of the Red Turtles Wrestling Podcast. Please follow RTW on Twitter at Red Turtles Pod. You can also send us an email at RedTurtlesWrestling@gmail.com. We'd like to thank you for all your support. You've been listening to the Red Turtles Wrestling Podcast, exclusively here on the R&R Podcast Network.